has opened a marketplace of the holy name in Surabhi Kunja. The news of its great results is that he is selling the pure holy name in that marketplace for the price of only one's faith. Lord Nityananda, the proprietor of the market, seeing all the devotees becoming attracted, is selling them the holy name after bargaining with them. Oh, brother, if you want to buy the holy name, then go with me. We must go to the presence of that great soul, Nityananda. You will buy the name of Krishna. I will take my commission, and all of our desires will be fulfilled. Lord Nityananda is greatly merciful. Taking only one's faith, he gives the highest ecstasy. If Nitai sees only once tears in the eyes while chanting the name of Gaura, then he gives all resources to that person. He gives the pure teachings of Krishna to everyone and does not care for one's birth, wealth, knowledge, and strength. Now, giving up the illusory snare of Maya, either remain in household life or in the forest as a sannyasi, for no more troubles remain. There is no more fear of the age of Kali. The merciful Nityananda gives the holy name even to the Chandalas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls out, except for the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, there is no other shelter. In this beautiful song, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing the supreme mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared in this world on this very day of Trayodashi, Shukla, in the month of Magh. He appeared in the most holy and sacred village of Ekachakra, which is now in West Bengal, as the son of the great learned Brahmin, Adai Pandit, and Padmavati Devi. Narottam Das Thakur has sang, Brajandra Nandana Jai Sachi Shuta Hoilo Se Balarama Hoilo Nitai. That the son of Nanda Maharaj, Lord Sri Krishna, appeared as Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and Sri Balaramji appeared as Lord Nityananda. This morning, we spoke for several hours, just touching a brief glimpse into the life of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Tonight, we would like to speak very briefly of the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. That mercy which gives hope, supreme hope, to even the most sinful, the most wretched, the most fallen. And in this age of Kali Yuga, if we want to be realistic at all and humble ourselves to the truth, everyone falls into this category. Therefore, Lord Nityananda appeared along with Sri Gaurasundar as the Patita Pavana avatars, Paramakaruna, Pahundui Jana, Nitai Gaura Chandra. Tava avatara sarasiromani kevala anandakanda. The mercy of these two brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, is supreme, paramakaruna, ocean of mercy. Why? Because without any discrimination, they are giving pure love of God to everyone who will simply accept it. And as being explained by Sri Thakura Bhaktivinoda, in previous ages, in order to take to the path of self-realization and make proper spiritual advancement, we had to have so many qualifications, so many spiritual credentials, so much previous pious activity and tapasya. And even then, after tens and thousands of years or many, many births, you can approach the path of true bhakti. Bhaktyamam abhijanati avanyashtasmitatvata. Krishna said, it is only through bhakti that you can know me as I am. It is true, in previous ages, one had to go through lifetimes of tapasya and regulative principles and pious activities and charity and spiritual actions to even come to the platform of rendering service to the Lord. But in this age of Kali Yuga, no one has any such qualifications. Therefore, the Lord has come in such a way in this age of Kali that the great saints and sages, they worship the Kali Yuga as the greatest of all ages. Why? Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya upadrita. Kali Yuga is the iron age, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, of degradation and irreligion. Why would the compassionate saintly persons only worship this age of Kali Yuga of all yugas? Kaler dosa nide rajan asti heka mahan guna kirtana reva krishnasya mukta sangha parampraja. Because in this age of Kali Yuga, even though it is an ocean of faults, there is one benediction. It's simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One can attain the supreme perfection of liberation. And who was it that has made this great benediction in the age of Kali Yuga possible? Paramakaruna Pahunduijana Nitai Gaura Chandra. It was Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They came to distribute Harinam, giving us the opportunity to achieve pure love of God, Prema Bhakti, in this very life. And however sinful and degraded we may be, they don't care. There's only one qualification necessary, simply to have faith, to accept their mercy. That is all that is required. There's a beautiful story explaining how Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, as the avatars of Krishna and Balaram, came to even supersede the mercy of all incarnations. The mother of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachi Devi, one night she had a dream. And the next morning, she explained this dream to her beloved son Vishwambar, or Lord Chaitanya. She said, a most astonishing and confusing dream I had last night. In this dream, I saw yourself, O Gauranga, Vishwambar, and your beloved friend and brother, Nityananda. You were coming from our deity room, and in your hands was the deity of Balaram, And in Nityananda Prabhu's hand was the deity of Krishna. And Krishna and Balaram were telling you, they were chastising you, where are you taking us? This is our temple. These are our sweetmeats and curds and offerings. This is our abode. If you don't put us back, we will punish you. And Nityananda Prabhu began to preach to Balaram and Krishna. He said, your days are gone. You are no longer cowherd boys. You have both appeared in this age of Kali Yuga as two Brahmins. And my Lord Gauranga, he is now the supreme deity and the worshipable one. And Balaram and Krishna, they said, if you don't put us back on our altar, on our throne, we will tie you up and we will beat you and punish you. And Nityananda Prabhu replied that my Lord is Vishvambhar, Lord Chaitanya, and I am not afraid of anyone. Your days are gone. At that time, the four brothers began to fight one another. And they were fighting over the sweetmeats that Sachi Devi had cooked for them. And they were grabbing from each other's mouths and putting it in their mouths. And then the other would grab from their mouth and put it in their mouth. And this way, all of a sudden, Lord Nityananda looked at Sachi Devi and said, Sachi Mata, please bring me some food. And then, upon hearing Nityananda's voice, Sachi Mata woke from her dream. She said, this is a most bewildering experience. And when Vishvambhar, Lord Chaitanya, heard this, he said, Mataji, this is a very nice dream. Because this dream is increasing my faith in our household deities of Krishna and Balaram. Because oftentimes, when Vishnu Priya, my beloved wife, would cook for Krishna and Balaram, I would notice that half the offering would be gone when I would take the offering off the altar. And I was thinking that Vishnu Priya was secretly eating it. And Vishnu Priya was in the next room listening, and she began to smile. He said, now I can understand that actually Krishna and Balaram accept our offerings. Know the sanctity of these deities, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, with his divine brother, are living within our home accepting our offerings. He said, but Mother, Nityananda Prabhu did call you to cook prasad, so I will now just go and get Nityananda Prabhu for prasad, and you can begin the preparations. So Lord Chaitanya went out, and Sachi Mata began to cook. And when he returned, he had Nityananda Prabhu with him. And he said, Nityananda Prabhu, please, you're coming to my house, and I have a respectable mother and a very respectable wife. Please do not do anything crazy. And Nityananda Prabhu held his ears and said, Vishnu, Vishnu, what are you saying? I never do anything crazy. Why you say I do things crazy? I do everything very nicely, very appropriate. So they went to the house, and then Nityananda began to dance and everything like that. So Sachi Mata sat them down. There was Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. Vishnu Priya was also there assisting. And she began to feed them nice prasad with her own loving motherly hands. And she went in the next room to get more prasad. She had a big plate of nice preparations. And when she came back in, to her great surprise, she saw that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were not there. But she saw 2 5-year-old children. One had a beautiful blackish complexion with lotus eyes. His hair was bedecked with a peacock feather. He was holding a flute, little flute. And the other had a beautiful complexion like a white spring cloud and was holding a plow. And these 2 little children very joyfully. They were eating the food that Sachimata had prepared for them. And when Sachimata saw this, she became so ecstatic that she was paralyzed like a statue. She couldn't move. And tears began to flood her eyes. And then in ecstatic love, she saw that Vishnupriya had taken position of the hair on the little child's chest. And in transcendental ecstasy, she fell to the ground unconscious. And as she fell, the big tray of food fell with a big crash to the ground and scattered all over the floor. At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who resumed his original form of Vishwambhar, he washed his hands and he helped his mother get up. He said, "Mother, what happened? What did you see? What is the problem?" And Sachimata, she just got up and she went into her room and she began to weep in divine ecstasy, crying and crying, seeing that her own children were none different than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna and Balaram. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, before coming to Navadvip, he traveled to all the holy places throughout India. And when he learned that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had begun the congregational chanting of the holy name, it was then only that he came. Nityananda Prabhu left home when he was 12 with one sannyasi, and for approximately 20 years he traveled to various holy places and ultimately resided in Vrindavan. And through all of those years he didn't preach. Why? Nityananda Prabhu was the foremost, the purest, and the greatest devotee of Sri Chaitanya. He was such an obedient servant that he would not preach the glories of the Lord without first receiving the blessings and the instructions of Lord Chaitanya. So we described this morning the beautiful meeting of Nitai Gaurachandra at the house of Nandanacharya. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed the Vyas Puja for Lord Nityananda. And in the house of Srivas Thakur, for the first time, the two lords began to dance together. And as they danced, so graceful, so beautiful, so utterly ecstatic, that all the transformations of ecstatic love were appearing on their bodies, they would embrace and liberally soak each other with the tears of their love. But they were not satisfied simply to enjoy one another's company, but they had appeared in this world to distribute the same love to everyone. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he called upon Sri Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, and he gave him this order that you go to every house and whoever you meet on the streets, with no exception, without considering a person's caste, a person's qualifications or disqualifications, you give everyone Krishna Prema. You deliver everyone the same message. Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Sika. Aparada Sunya Hoye Loha Krishna Nam. Krishna Mata Krishna Pita Krishna Dana Pran. You tell them that you chant the holy name of Krishna. You worship Krishna. And you follow the teachings of Krishna. Krishna is the only wealth. Krishna is the only treasure. Krishna is the only goal of our life. Give up your offenses and chant the holy names. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is the wealth of our life. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they took this instruction as their life and soul. Try to understand, who is Nithai? He is the original expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the spiritual world of Goloka, Krishna first expands himself as Balaram. And Balaram performs all the functions to maintain the entire spiritual world. In fact, he expands himself to be Goloka Vrindavan. And he assumes the position of serving the Lord most intimately in all the five primary rasas. And it is Nityananda Prabhu who expands himself to become the Lord of Vaikuntha, Narayan. And it is Nityananda Prabhu who expands later to create this material existence. It is the partial expansion of the expansions of Sri Nityananda Ram who becomes Mahavishnu, Karano Dakshai Vishnu, who lays in the Karana ocean and whose exhalation upon which innumerable universes come from his pores of body. This Mahavishnu is so great. And then he personally expands. Nityananda Prabhu expands into Garbhodakshai Vishnu, into each universe. And from the lotus flower, from his navel, he gives birth to Lord Brahma and empowers him to create all species of life and all the various planets. And then it is the same Nityananda Prabhu Balaram who expands himself again as Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, who appears as the Paramatma, the Supersoul in everyone's heart, the all-pervading witness of everything and everyone. Balaramji, Nithai, is the source of all of these great incarnations. And another expansion of Nityananda Prabhu is Anantashesha, who holds the entire universes on the hoods of his head, like a jewel, who is the support of all life. He is the supreme power. We know the story in Krishna Leela, how effortlessly he killed the greatest of the demons, Pralamba Asura, Denuka Asura. Even Bhima himself was absolutely scared to death when Balaram became angry with him and had to call out for Krishna to save him. That same Lord Balaram appeared in the form, the most wonderful, beautiful, and worshipable form. Because in this form, he becomes so humble that rather than killing the demons, he is begging them, he is begging us to accept love of Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu, along with Srila Haridas Thakur, they would knock on every door and they would pray with folded hands. Bolo Krishna, Vajro Krishna, Koro Krishna Sika. O men of faith, by the order of Lord Gauranga, O brothers, I beg this one request. Chant Krishna, serve Krishna, worship Krishna, learn about Krishna. Chant the holy name of Krishna without offense. Krishna is our mother. Krishna is our father. Krishna is the treasure of our life. And when people would see the beauty of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they could not resist. They would all begin to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sometimes, due to a person's impiety and offensive, arrogant nature, they refuse to chant. At that time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate power behind the whole universe, he would beg them with folded hands. He would fall at their feet. He would fall at the feet of the sinful and the atheistic and beg them kindly, chant the name of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Follow Krishna's teachings. He is the treasure of our life. And if still they refuse, he would roll in the ground with tears flowing from his eyes in compassion, begging them, take the name of Gauranga. Nityananda knew that Radha and Krishna are very difficult to attain, but they have both appeared in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is he? He is Krishna with the mood of love of Sri Radharani and the beautiful golden complexion of Srimati Radharani. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. That Radha and Krishna have become one in the form of Lord Gaurasundar. And although the conjugal love affairs of Radha and Krishna are impossible to understand for a conditioned soul, only a soul who is completely freed from all material desires can even fathom or approach the conjugal love affairs of Radha and Krishna. And they're very easily misunderstood in this age of Kali Yuga. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a perfect example, first as a grihastha and then as a sannyasi. So Nityananda Prabhu decided that if they simply accept Gauranga, they will automatically attain Radha Krishna and Vrindavan. So he would offer this prayer to whoever he would meet. Vaja Gauranga, kaho Gauranga, laho Gauranga namre. Jana Gauranga Bhaje Sehai Mora Pran Re Bhaja Gauranga Kaho Gauranga Laho Gauranga Naam Re Je jana Gauranga baje se hai mor pran re Baje Gauranga kaho Gauranga la Gauranga naam re Je jana Gauranga baje se hai mor pran re Hari Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Ram Ram Hare Hare Worship Gauranga. Chant the name of Gauranga. Take the mercy of Gauranga. And any of you who do this, you become my very life and soul. This was the appeal of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, rolling in the dust of his own parts and parcels. Those who have rejected him, those who have blasphemed him, not with his chakra or with his plow was he killing them, but he was falling at their feet and begging them to take love of God, prema bhakti. There is no avatar who has ever manifested the extent of mercy of Nithai Gaurachandra. And some of the people, they rejected him. They would say, due to his association with this Nimai Pandit, he has become mad. Maybe he's working for a band of dacoits, and he's an underground informer coming to our houses, checking out our homes. We should beat him. We should kick him away. Or perhaps maybe he is trying to get us to break the law and get us in trouble with the Muslim government. Therefore, we should have him arrested and thrown into prison. In this way, they would threaten him. But Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they would just go on with their preaching. Bhaja Gaurango, kaho Gaurango, lao Gaurange naam re. Jana Gauranga Kaje Sehai Mora Pran Re One day, as Nithai and Thakur Haridas were roaming through the streets of Navadweep, they came upon a crowd of people, and they were all watching the activities of two terrible, degraded, wretched drunkards. They were abusing each other as well as anyone they came in contact with. In fact, everyone would run from them when they would come. And was when there was no one else for them to harass or exploit or murder, they would start beating each other. They would start punching each other and beating each other and pulling each other's hair and insulting each other and cursing each other and blaspheming each other. Until they would find somebody else to make miserable. They were gigantic, powerful beings as well. Very powerful. In fact, it is explained that when the four Kumaras cursed Jai and Vijay to take birth three times as demons, first they came as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. We heard that story yesterday about how Lord Varahadev killed the mighty Asura, Hiranyaksha, who defeated the entire universe. And then Ravana in Kumbhakarna and Shishupal in Dantavakra. And after Krishna killed Shishupal in Dantavakra, Jai and Vijay were able to return to the spiritual world of Vaikuntha. But when they heard
that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu had descended, they volunteered to come down and become demons again. This time they were more atrocious and abominable than they ever appeared before.
So Nityananda Prabhu inquired from some of the people around,
"Who are these two ghastly beings?"
And they said, "These two personalities were born in a very high-class religious Brahmin family. One is named Madhavananda, and the other is named Jagananda. And due to falling in bad association, they have become the most degraded sinful souls. They are always intoxicated with strong liquor. And they are constantly abusing people. They rob people's homes. They loot people's property. They insult people, blaspheme people, beat people. They are the worst of all dacoits, addicted to intoxication and violence. There are no sins that these men do not commit." Upon hearing this, Lord Nityananda Prabhu turned to Haridas Thakur and he said, "Our Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is disguising his supreme opulence and appearing to be an ordinary devotee. But if by his mercy these two most sinful and fallen souls in the entire creation, if they become devotees, if they chant the name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then the whole world will know who Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu is. Gauranga! The whole world will be chanting the names of our Lord. Gauranga!" If we induce pious or ordinary people to chant the holy names, that does not give much credit to our Lord. But I have taken birth, I have incarnated to glorify Gauranga. And what will glorify him greater than bestowing their mercy on them? He said, "At this time, if people even step on the shadow of these two rogues, they go to the Ganges to take bath. But after they get the mercy of Gauranga and chant the holy names, people will consider seeing them non-different than bathing in the Ganges. Gauranga! Nitai!" So Nityananda Prabhu began approaching them, and the people around, they said, "Don't go near these two dacoits. They love to murder Brahmins. Your life is in danger. Stay away." But despite all the warnings, Nityananda Prabhu approached them, and he requested them, "Kindly chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Sika. I beg this one request. Chant Krishna. Serve Krishna. Worship Krishna. Learn about Krishna. He is the treasure and the wealth of our life, our mother and our father, our everything. Take the name of Krishna. Give up your sinful activities. Your life will be perfect. Accept love of God." When Jagai and Madhai heard this, they became furious. They looked at him and said, "Who are you?" He said, "My name is Nityananda Avaduta." Upon hearing this, they became so angry. "Beat
them, kill them. You dare to instruct us? They began to come to kill them. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, very fast, they ran away. And Jagai and Madai were chasing after them. And the people around were saying, "We warned you, we warned you, now you will die. You'll never escape these two rogues." And they began to run, and Jagai and Madai were running very fast. But because they were so fat, and they were so big, they could not run very fast. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas were running, running for their lives. This is their lila. And Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu said to Haridas that previously those Muslim guards, they beat you in 22 marketplaces with sticks. And because you begged for their forgiveness, they were delivered. So beg for their deliverance too. By your word, certainly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be merciful to them. He cannot refuse you. And Haridas said, "By your desire they will be liberated." He said, "But now," he said, "it's because of you that we approached him, and now we're about to be killed." And in this way they were joking with one another, and they were running and running. Haridas Thakur said, "Because you are a drunkard, always intoxicated with love of God, that is why you like to associate with other drunkards." So eventually Jagai and Madai became exhausted, and they just started running in circles in a totally drunken state. And Lord Nityanand Prabhu and Haridas, they went to Srivas Thakur's house. Every night they would report their activities to Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And they explained to them that we approached the two most sinful of all demons, and we asked them to chant the holy names of Krishna. And they attacked us to kill us, and we had to run away. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Who is these two rascals? They tried to kill my devotees." And Srivas Thakur and Gangadas Pandit, they said, "We know them. They used to be great Brahmins from a family, but they have become the black sheeps. They have been excommunicated from their families and from the society, and now they're the biggest dacoits. No one comes near them out of fear." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Because they have threatened my devotee, I will cut them to pieces." And Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "My Lord, please hear my prayer. If you cut them to pieces, then I will not have any service. My service is to help you deliver the most fallen. And they are the most fallen. So please spare their lives and just leave it to me. I will induce them to chant the holy names." And when Lord Chaitanya heard this, he said, "Because Lord Nityananda Prabhu's forgiveness and mercy is upon them, they are already delivered." And then they all began to have beautiful kirtan, chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Jagai and Madhai, they were kind of like gypsies. They would just go everywhere and anywhere. They know they had no homes. They wanted to spread their atrocities in all directions. So soon after this, they camped out. Their den of thieves and dacoits, they all stationed themselves right on the bank of the Ganges, just close to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srivas Thakur's house. And each night in the house of Srivas, there would be wonderful kirtan, where Mahaprabhu and all of the devotees were dancing in ecstatic love, sweetly chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
With the sound of the beautiful murdanga and the sweet karatals. And Jagai and Madhai, after hearing the kirtan all night long, they were so drunk and so offensive. But in a mood of mockery, they began to dance to the sound of the kirtan. In their big, fat, intoxicated styles, they were just making fun of the kirtan by chanting,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And they were dancing. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, nobody would even go to the Ganges as long as they were there. People were so frightened of them. Or if they did, they would go with large, large groups to protect them. So one day, Vishwambhar was walking. And when these Jagai and Madhai saw him from a distance, and they in a very, very envious fashion, they said to Lord Chaitanya, they said, please, sing a kirtan for us. We want to sing a beautiful kirtan for Goddess Chandi to fulfill our material desires. And Lord Chaitanya just walked away, wouldn't even look at them. But Nityananda Prabhu knew that they were there. So one day, after out preaching the glories of the holy name throughout Navadvip, it was just getting toward evening, he began to walk back, and he purposely walked right where Jagai and Madhai were residing. And they were like always creating a terrible scene with crowds of people watching. And Nityananda Prabhu approached them. They saw him again. Nityananda Prabhu requested, kindly, my dear brothers, chant the name of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Make Krishna the wealth of your life. It doesn't matter what type of sins and offenses you have committed. Just take the mercy of the holy name. And you will be my life and soul. Hearing this, Madhai became so furious that he lifted a clay pot and with all of his strength he crashed it upon the beautiful head of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And with this crushing blow, which was enough to kill 100 men, Nityananda Prabhu's head began to bleed. And that blood flowed down his face and covered his clothes. And Nityananda Prabhu looked at Madhai with great compassion. He said, my dear brother, I do not mind that you have caused this great injury to me, but I mind it causes me great grief to see you suffering in this material illusion. Please take the name of Krishna. And Madhai was so furious, he picked up another pot, and with a great roar, he was about to give another blow to Nityananda Prabhu. At that time, Jagai, seeing the mercy, the compassion, and the love of this great soul, his heart melted, and he stopped his brother. He said, no, how can you touch this man? He's a sannyasi. He's praying forgiveness for you, for what you've done to him. Don't you see what type of merciful person? Leave him. At that time, the crowds went and informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of the condition in which Nityananda Prabhu was in. And he became, Srila Prabhupada explains, he became angry like fire. His eyes become red like hot coals. And he gathered together a large army of devotees, and they ran to the scene of that crime. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Nityananda Prabhu standing there covered with blood, he looked upon them like death personified. And he raised his finger and he cried out, "Chakra! Chakra!" And his most formidable weapon, the Sudarshan Chakra, appeared on his finger, blazing like a thousand suns, ready to sever the heads of these two demons. At that time, Jagai and Madhai realized that they were finished. Nityananda Prabhu, so compassionate, so merciful. He held the hand of Lord Chaitanya and pleaded with tears in his eyes, "My dear Lord, please do not hurt them." He said, "This man Jagai, when Madhai was about to hit me with the pot, he actually put his own body and risked his own life to protect me. But as he was trying to protect me, accidentally, the pot fell from Madhai's hand and hit me on the head. But please believe me, Lord, although I'm bleeding, I'm not feeling any pain. It doesn't hurt at all. There's no pain, my Lord. Please forgive them." At that time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that Jagai protected his devotee, Nityananda Prabhu, he left his chakra behind and he embraced Jagai. He embraced him. He said, "Because you have risked your life to defend my devotee, therefore I will give you the fulfillment of all your desires, any benediction. Right here and this moment, I will give you pure love of Krishna." And Jagai, he became enraptured with ecstatic love. And he fell to the ground unconscious. And when he woke up, tears of love of God streaming from his eyes, he took the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and placed them upon his chest. And he said, "My dear Lord, you are the most merciful." The same feet that are being longed for by Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, the most sinful, rascal, demon like me, you are allowing me to hold them for my heart. This is your mercy. Upon seeing Jagai in the perfectional stage of love of God, Madhai, he fell at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet and he said, "Please forgive me too. Because everything that I've done all these years, he's done too. All the sins, all the violence, all the cruelties, we did it together. So you should give me love of God too. Please, I beg you." "You have delivered even the greatest demons in your previous incarnations. Will you not deliver me?" And Gauranga Mahaprabhu replied with a very stern and angry voice, "No, you have offended my devotee Nityananda Prabhu. And his body is more dear to me than my own. And his life is more dear to me than my own. Unless you fall at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu and receive his blessings, you cannot be delivered ever." At that time, Madhai fell at the feet of Lord Nityananda and begged him to forgive him. And Nityananda Prabhu lifted him and embraced him. And he prayed to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please accept this Madhai as your servant.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda,
accepted both of them. And he told them both that from this day on, you never again engage in any type of sinful activity. And you always chant the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Upon seeing these two brothers completely purified of all their sins and becoming humble, loving devotees of the Lord, everyone was struck with wonder. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Jagai and Madhai and his associates to come to his house. And they all together went to the house of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya was sitting with Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhar Pandit and Sri Advaita Acharya and others. And he began to instruct Jagai and Madhai that now you should know that you are my intimate servants. I have accepted your love. And he told the devotees that you should know that now they are pure souls and they should be accepted as our intimate associates. And no one should ever think that there is any sin upon them for anything they've ever done in the past. And just to prove this to you, I will show you how I am going to accept all the sins of these terrible demons upon myself, just to make them completely pure. And at that time, all the terrible, atrocious sins of Jagai and Madhai entered the body of Lord Chaitanya. All of their bad karma. And because of this, his body became black. And when the devotees saw the beautiful golden form of Sri Chaitanya turn black due to the sins of Jagai and Madhai, they were struck with wonder. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, "What do I look like now?" And Sri Advaita Acharya replied, "My Lord, you look like Krishna." And everyone began to laugh. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I have assumed all the sins of Jagai and Madhai. Now where will it go?" He said, "You all perform kirtan. And through the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, all of the karma of Jagai and Madhai will be relieved of my body. And where will it go? Wherever anyone offends my devotees, all of Jagai and Madhai's sins will go into their hearts. Now you have kirtan." And everyone began to chant,
"Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare." Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu began to dance. How beautifully, wonderfully, how sweetly they began to dance together. The most beautiful sight in all of creation, in all of history, was the beautiful vision of Nithai Gauranga dancing together to the sweet sound of the holy name. At this time, as the kirtan was going on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body was relieved of all the black sins of Jagai and Madai and became golden. Then the Lord took his devotees to the river Ganges and they began to take their baths along with Jagai and Madai. And so joyful that he had delivered such fallen souls, he began to play with his devotees, and they all began to have splash fights with one another, just like little children. After coming from the Ganges, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his home, and all of the devotees also. The demigods, like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they were always watching the wonderful Leela of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And when they saw the deliverance of these two most sinful demons, they were struck with wonder. They had never seen the Lord in any previous incarnation do this. Usually they would kill demons. But here they took these two scoundrels and they gave them love of Krishna and made them their intimate associates. They were all glorifying and celebrating the mercy of Lord Gauranga. And all the demigods began to chant the holy names and dance. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Worshipping the mercy, struck with wonder. As they were all returning to their abodes after worshipping Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Yamaraj saw how Jagai and Madhai had become pure Vaishnavas. And he inquired from his assistant, Chitragupta, that I have never seen such sinful persons become so purified. Please tell me, according to our records, what was the extent of their sinful activities? And Chitragupta said, there is no use even trying to calculate. He said, our whole staff all day long is recording their sins. There's not a sinful type of bad karma that they haven't done. They have murdered, they have raped, They have burned people's houses. They have thieved everything. They're always intoxicated. He said, our record keepers trying to keep track of the sins of Jagai and Madhai have become completely exhausted and exasperated. In fact, they're all ready to quit. They can't keep up with them. He said, we don't have filing cabinets for these two. We have bottomless pits. And they're constantly being filled up with the records of their sins. He said, but now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has liberated all of their sins in an instant and given them pure love of God. So now we can take all these massive mountains of records of their sins and we could just put them in the ocean. This is the mercy of Lord Gauranga. When Yamaraj heard this news of how absolutely abominable these two people were, Yamaraj, he fell unconscious in ecstatic love. And in his unconscious state, tears were flowing from his eyes. And meanwhile, this happened while he was on his chariot on his way to Navadvip. And all of the other demigods, they were coming back, and they all saw Yamaraj's chariot stopped, and he was laying there unconscious. And they asked Chitragupta, "What happened to Yamaraj?" And Chitragupta began to explain the volumes and volumes of terrible atrocities of Jagai and Madai. And when they heard this, Brahma and Shiva began to dance, praising the glories of Lord Gauranga. And then Indra, the king of heaven, he lost all of his pride, and he began to dance like a madman, singing the glories of Lord Chaitanya. And with his thousand eyes, he was just looking upon the beauty of Mahaprabhu. And he began to offer prayers of thanks to Gautama Muni, because what was supposed to be a curse of giving him these thousand eyes all over his body was a great benediction, because with 1,000 eyes, he could see the beauty of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's golden form. And all of those eyes were crying in love as he fell to the ground. And Surya and Chandra and Vayu, they all began to join the beautiful kirtan of the demigods, praising the glorious names of Lord Gauranga. Gauranga! 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 And when Yamaraj came back to his senses and he saw all the other devatas, including Narada Muni, everyone, they were all chanting and dancing the glories of Gauranga, Yamaraj became like a madman. He was dancing and twirling around and falling to the ground and chanting the holy names, Gauranga! 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 As a demigod. And when everyone saw Yamaraj, who's supposed to be the superintendent of death, it's like a child, jumping and dancing and singing. Everyone was in great ecstasy and joy. So Jagai and Madhai became exalted Paramhamsa Vaishnavas. But still, in their hearts, they were feeling so guilty. Especially Madhai. He couldn't sleep at night. Because although Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy gave him pure love of Krishna for no reason of his own, it was simply causeless mercy. He was thinking that I struck him on the head and made him bleed. Because of this, he had no peace of mind. Day and night, he would simply cry, thinking of what he had done to Lord Nityananda. And one day, Madhai approached Lord Nityananda, as Nityananda, who was like a little child, he would just be roaming through the streets of Navadvip, sometimes dancing, and always singing the holy names, so carefree, so completely free from any sense of false pride. So Madhai approached him and fell at his feet, and he said, that you are so merciful. You are so loving. You, although you are the supreme personality of Godhead and the killer of so many demons, after I smashed you on the head, you gave me love of God. Madhai offered beautiful, beautiful prayers in praise of Lord Nityananda. He said, please tell me,
how I can atone for this sin. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu embraced him. And when he embraced him, Madhai felt the ecstasy of his love. And Nityananda Prabhu said, "Please, don't take what you did seriously. You are like my child." He said, "If a child hits the parent, it is not an offense. The parent simply accepts it as the childish behavior. It wasn't you that hit me. It was your false ego. But that false ego is now gone." Madhai felt assured that Nityananda Prabhu had truly revealed his heart to him and forgiven him. But he said, "But still my heart aches with pain to think of all the other people that I offended and tortured. You have forgiven me, but I don't even know. When I committed sins, I was so intoxicated. I don't even know who I insulted and offended. How will I possibly achieve their forgiveness?" And Nityananda Prabhu told him, "You follow this one instruction. With your own hands, you build a bathing ghat on the bank of the river Ganges. And let everyone have a very comfortable, nice place to take bath in the river Ganges. And whoever comes, you bow down to them and you take the dust of their feet and you beg them to forgive you for any offenses you may have committed, knowingly or unknowingly. And you serve them with great humility and devotion. And by doing so, you will also be pleasing Mother Ganges, who purifies all the worlds. By gladding the blessings of the Vaishnavas, you will be relieved of all offenses." So Madhai took this as his life and soul. And with the spade in his hand, day and night, he would work on making this ghat at the Ganges. He would sleep there at night. And during the day, any person, whoever they may have been, when they would come to take bath, he would bow down with prostrated obeisances, take the dust from their feet, and with tears of repentance in his eyes, he would weep and he would beg them, "Please forgive me for my offenses." And everyone was so pleased and full of joy to see this. Jagai and Madhai became brahmacharis, first-class pure brahmacharis. And every day on the bank of the Ganges, they would chant a minimum of 200,000 names of Krishna every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they became intimate associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This beautiful narration of Jagai and Madhai, their deliverance, is so auspicious that it is explained that anyone who hears it submissively and sincerely can be relieved of all sins and achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, everyone all around was praising Lord Gauranga that he has made the most sinful pure. Patita pavana hetu tava avatar mosamo patita prabhu napai bayar. Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they are patita pavana avatars. They have come to deliver the most fallen. And what should our prayer be? That my dear Lord Nityananda Prabhu, you have come to deliver the most fallen. You will find no one more fallen than me. So my claim is first. Please bestow your mercy upon me. This should be our prayer today. Our prayer should be that we can somehow or other be an instrument of the mercy of the devotees of Gaur Nithai.
On the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu traveled throughout all of Bengal without discrimination, giving the mercy of the holy name. Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master. He is none different than Balaram, the original servant and assistant of Lord Krishna's Leela. And all the true spiritual masters in disciplic succession are the representatives of the original spiritual master, Nityananda Balaram.
His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, was truly such an empowered instrument in the hands of Nityananda Prabhu.
He spread the glories of the holy name throughout Bengal.
But he empowered Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, to spread the glories of the holy name throughout the entire world.
On behalf of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada went to all five continents of the world, to the places of the most sinful, the most degraded, the most abominable, the most intoxicated. And in the mood of Nityananda Prabhu, tolerating their offenses, he humbly begged us all, chant the name of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Follow the devotional principles of Krishna consciousness. Krishna is our real, true wealth and treasure. He is our life and soul. And through this process, Nityananda Prabhu, through Srila Prabhupada's divine grace, converted tens and thousands, millions of jagais and madhais into the devotees of the Lord. And we should be so grateful because everyone here tonight is amongst those numbers. By Srila Prabhupada's divine grace, we are all here together to celebrate the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu by chanting the holy names. You should know that when Nityananda Prabhu was requesting people to chant Krishna Nam, sometimes they would offer him food, sometimes they would offer him gifts. He said, no, I don't beg for anything but one thing, that with faith you just accept the name of Krishna and chant his holy names. So tonight is his appearance day. In this material world, we know on a birthday we want to give something to that person we love, what they like. What does Lord Nityananda Prabhu want from us? He wants us to joyfully come together and celebrate his appearance by loudly chanting the holy names of Krishna. And he wants us to make a commitment and a dedication in our life to assist him and his divine servants in spreading the glories of the holy name to everyone. So at this time, we will celebrate the wonderful aarti ceremony of Lord Gauranga and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And by their mercy, we can receive the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. So more than any other night of the year, with all of this
wonderful information in our hearts. Let us make this the most sincere and ecstatic kirtan. We are not doing it for our enjoyment. We are simply doing it to express our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, to Nityananda Prabhu, and to all the Vaishnavas. Everyone, let us have a wonderful kirtan. The Aarti of Gaur Nitai, after which there will be wonderful prasad being served.
Nitai Gaura Premanandi! Nitai Gaura Premanandi! Nitai Gaura Premanandi! Nitai Gaura Premanandi!
Most refreshingly cool, like tens and millions of moons. The shade of his lotus feet relieve one of the scorching heat of material existence. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, one can achieve the supreme love of Lord Chaitanya and thus enter into the beautiful pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. At this time, on the auspicious celebration of Sri Nityananda Trayodasi, let us all very sincerely and humbly pray at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu that we may truly dedicate our lives on the path of perfection by living purely, sincerely serving the Vaishnavas and humbly chanting the holy names of Krishna. And let us pray that following in his footsteps and in the holy footsteps of his servants, we can make the purpose of our living to assist the great souls in this merciful, compassionate mission of distributing love of Krishna through the chanting of the holy names. Let this be the gift that we offer at the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the offering of our very lives in the service of his beloved servants. Let us take a moment to humbly pray for this greatest of all boons.